Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here on Audio Boo. It's Friday, 13th of March 2015, 2:50 p.m. And let's go into the conservatory. I'll tell you a bit about it and hopefully get some nice acoustics. Right, now we're in. And the reason it's so echoey, is because there's no carpet. The base for this conservatory is the same base as it was for the old conservatory, which is brick and concrete base, very solid. But without a carpet being down, we weren't going to tell us. Anyway, without a carpet being down, there are amazing acoustics because of the glass, oh, so much glass, and also because there are no vertical blinds as yet. We were ordering or have ordered new ones. They won't be in for a wee bit. But I have been preparing the conservatory for the carpet to be fitted this afternoon because I've been painting the bricks within the conservatory. It's a kind of bluey grey brick that the house is faced off with. But since the new conservatory revealed darker bricks and light bricks within the new shape of the new conservatory, looked a bit daft, so I decided to get some grey textured paint, and I've given it a couple of coats. Final coat was this morning. It's already dried really quickly, and it's given it a nice bright kind of grey. I think it's almost a battleship grey, but maybe it'll be lighter than that. I think, not quite sure, can't remember what it said on the tin. But anyway, so I have the wall lights back up, I have everything all cleaned down, I have restained the tread bar between the conservatory and the laundry, and I've cleaned off all the masking tape from the painting, and etc. As I say, the king and I. So all I'm doing is waiting on the carpet guys coming. Apparently going to be here within the next 5-10 minutes, hopefully, and then the acoustics will change. And they'll change again when the vertical blinds go up. It won't be so echoey. You could get some fantastic reverbs in here if you had the right stuff. Maybe even the right voice. Anyway, what am I looking at here? Something art sealer. Anyway, so I thought I'd just record this wee bit before the conservatory goes in. Yeah, before the carpet gets laid. And then it'll be as snug as a bug in a rug, literally. And I'm sure my wife is chopping at the bit to get the conservatory furniture in. We got some new stuff, cane, the other stuff was rattan, and we sold all that a week past. So this is a less but chunkier, sweet cane. Got it recovered by plums, if you need any recovered. Have a look at plums, they recover just about anything. And must admit, my wife's got great taste. She chose a beautiful pattern to get them recovered in, and it's really smart. So I guess once the carpet goes in, even though we've not got the blinds yet, we won't have the blinds for a week or so, she'll want to move the furniture and get it out of the dining room. Actually, there's no room left in the dining room. It's chock-a-block with things. But if we get the furniture in, and then the little plants, the little palm trees, they're not palm trees, I can't remember what you call them. But they're artificial, but they look cool, they look real. And a little water feature that I've picked up, lovely wee discreet one, just a wee kind of burble. Not one of those fountains that makes you want to go to the toilet. It's a little stone, just kind of burbles very gently. A burbling brook. Or is it a babbling brook? No, this is a bubbling one. And that's going to go in. And then maybe a wall decoration. Ah, it's going to look great. Anyway, I'm glad that I've got everything prepared for them in plenty of time. The paint's dry all round, so no issues with that. And they're coming to do the same carpet in the lounge when, or after, I should say, after the stove goes in, and the stove is going in St. Patrick's Day. It's Tuesday the 17th coming. At least that is the plans. So once that's done, we can get the fitters back to fit the new carpet in there, and that will be it. All complete bar redecoration of the whole house through the year. Yes. So many plans. Anyway, it's nice to be in here. And with this new conservatory, with it being double glazed and up to the latest standards, it's made a heck of a difference to the temperature in here. We can sit with the patio door open, sit in the living room with the patio door open, and it's virtually the same temperature in here as it is in the living room. So it's just great. At this time of year, it's been still like a damp ice box with the old conservatory. So it's been money well spent, although, to be honest, it is an expense. Even the new blinds are costing a grand. Would you believe a grand for new vertical blinds? I've always got good taste, but she's also got expensive taste. So she did pick me, of course. Anyway, that's enough. Right, okay, off the reverb. And here's hoping the carpet fitters turn up soon. They said they would be here before 3, it's now 3 minutes to 3, so come on, guys. Get here, get it done, and then we can go on with things. Enough more than hanging about, isn't there? Hanging about, waiting for folk coming to do things, or to contact you. Oh no, we won't go down that road again, communication. Anyway, I've got loads to do. Well, that's it. Back through the patio doors into the dampened acoustics of the living room. So how's that for a difference? Yeah. Speaking at the same level. See the difference a carpet and furniture makes? Right, cheery bye. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing some boring information. Oh my god. I need to get something more exciting in my life. Cheery bye.